Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
World Series starts tomorrow, but the offseason started a long time ago for the Baltimore Orioles, and not many questions have been answered yet. No questions have been answered yet, so it's a six-pack of offseason questions. By the way, six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. The Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Six-pack of biggest offseason questions, and by the way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because I'm not optimistic, but they need to figure out what and who the hell Adley Rutschman is, and is it fixable, and can he become that guy he was 2 years ago, or is he the guy he's been the last year plus, who was either hurt or terrible, and they need to figure that out this offseason and figure it out quick.
Yeah, I put this at six because ultimately it doesn't really matter because they don't really care, and Mike Elias is the manager and general manager and team president. No matter who they name the next manager, it's Manzolino. But at six, I put who's the skipper. But it probably shouldn't even be at six. It should probably be at like 9 or 12 or 68 or something like that.
Number five.
I put this at five because I think we know they're going to address this. This is one of the few things that they've been forthright speaking to. And frankly, I think they're going to hide behind doing this and not do a whole lot else, but they'll make a big deal out of doing this. What piece comes from the outside to top their rotation or be a, you know, their version of a number two starter? I have a hard time thinking that's not going to happen. I also think it'll be more like a Bieber type. Then
I've been selling you on Bieber.
I don't want him. I don't want him.
But it smells like an Oriole signing.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they do, it'll probably be too stupid and too cheap to make an impact. But they're going to find some rotation top-ish guy. We'll see who.
My five was your six. Who's the next manager? Will they actually surprise us and go for somebody that's a real manager? Will they be serious, or will it, like as you said, be Tony Mancelino?
Number four.
Mountcastle, Mayo, Kerstad, Kowser. How many of these guys are on the opening day roster? And for me, less might be more. And that could be guys you just trade, whatever. But they need to get rid of this glut.
Four for me is who's the closer and who's setting him up. They've got to completely recalibrate and retailer their bullpen. It's a bullpen league. You don't see teams, for the most part, going far in the playoffs unless they at least at some point get a good bullpen. You could say the Dodgers had a horrible bullpen for most of the year, and I would agree. They also have enough financial support that they could take a guy like Tanner Scott, who they gave a bajillion dollars to, and subjugate him, because Sasaki, who they signed even though they maybe didn't need, and couldn't crack their elite rotation once it got elite, you know, he could just close.
Yes.
Most teams don't have that luxury, and even no matter what they do with their starting rotation, you're going to have Grayson, maybe, on an innings limit. You're going to have Bradish on an innings limit. You're going to have Wells on an innings limit. So your pen's going to have to be ironclad. And they need, to me, three at least legitimate arms from the outside, all of whom could pitch in the seventh inning or later.
I'll lean Jason now. I do like Ken having Adley Rutschman in there because the team is selling you that he's going to be the catcher and they've pushed back on anything else with it. But I do think closer's pretty important. I mean, we've experienced...
It's coming.
What's going on? Yeah, well, then that might change. But we've seen the experience of not having Felix Bautista. We saw it 2 years ago, and that was the move they made for Kimbrel, who was just downright awful down the stretch. What are they going to do with there? It'll be interesting.
It's a six-pack of off-season questions for the Orioles, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three for me, and I put this higher than the manager for good reason. What's going on with your training staff? Who's going to be your hitting instructors? Who's going to be your pitching instructors? Now, I think the answers to this is largely within. We did see that they one of their trainers got let go, not because they were transparent about it, because he put it on his LinkedIn.
Yes.
The people who broadcast and cover the team were like, oh, good luck. So they did acknowledge, and you could not acknowledge what an abject failure they were getting people rehabbed, recovered, avoiding soft tissue issues. I can't imagine you're just going to run that back. So I'm interested to know, off-season question, which new people are going to be a part of that? What is their background? What are you doing from a process standpoint to try to eliminate some of this? And then do you have any pitching or hitting coaches who actually could make people better?
I think this was your four, but my three is the bullpen. They need to figure out a freaking whole bullpen. Like, who's good that's here now? Yennier Cano, you really buying that anymore?
No.
Keegan Aiken, I guess. They need to build a whole bullpen, and they need a real closer.
Number two.
Two, you had this lower, but we are semi-simpatico. They're going to bring in a pitcher. They're like, I figure that's... Even though my one is something completely different, but I think that could end up being their big move. But they're going to bring in a starter to add to this rotation. And who is that going to be?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I really struggle with the order with these last two, but I'm putting this second, I guess. Who the hell's playing center field? You better not tell me Colton Cowser. You better not be trying to sell that. And Beavers can't do it. And Enrique Bradfield Jr. is I'm keeping an eye on him. He's doing some interesting things in the fall league, but he's barely played at the AA level, let alone above it, because of all the injuries. So that's not the answer. Their starting center fielder is better not be on this roster. And I think, again, there's going to be a lot of people who crapped on Cedric Mullins for a long time, who when they look at center field situation next year, are going to all of a sudden realize just how good they had it here for, you know, the last 5 years.
Number one.
Will they admit what they have been completely reluctant and reticent to admit, although we've been screaming for it for 3 years, even when Santander was still here? Will they go out and get a legitimate everyday bat who would hit between third and fifth in any contending team's lineup? That's the standard they need to meet. That's not all they need, but that's absolutely positively what they need. And if they don't do that, then I don't care which starter they sign, because I'm old enough to remember when Corbin Burns was here. But none of these kids could get on base and manufacture a run when it really counted against good pitching in the playoffs. If they don't add that potential aircraft carrier to lift everybody up and to take the heat off of Gunner and to make a guy like Westberg the fourth or fifth most important thing you have instead of the second, then forget about it.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better myself. They need a dude in this lineup. As Jason said, we've been saying it for 3 years. Hey, go get Cody Bellinger. I like to get somebody who's real, who has been there before, and can be somebody that can be a sounding board for all these kids.
Yeah, I did like you having center fielder in there as well, because I think the fan base wants to be sold on Colton Cowser, and I'm not buying that. A guy like Trent Grisham, I think, could really change things defensively and at the plate.
Interesting.
But, I mean, I've been saying it for a while, and he's playing the AL East this year. We finally – I mean, he was a top prospect among a lot of people not too long ago. So I think Trent Grisham's interesting. It's but, interesting. Yeah, I'm not bought on Cowser.
Go bring in two-thirds of the Yankees outfield from last year. Go get me Grisham and Bellinger.
Two guys who played. I'd be perfectly fine.
I'd be really good
with that. I would set the odds at that happening at around 3.3%.
Yeah, well, that, so you're
that's
saying
probably being generous.
So you're telling me there's a chance. That's what I hear. Hey, we'll come back. The injury report is out. We'll update you. Plus, the Ravens made a signing today. Who'd they get? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.